Blog Talk Radio.
When I met you, woman, I couldn't help but notice a face so beautiful. Now imagine the faces you would make if we ever made love.
eyes when you walked outside. Mm-hmm. Just keep hugging them thighs, and the only thing inside my mind is mm-hmm. I want you.
Yes, I do. And if it's anything, you suggest I do.
Tell me.
Now we all in the crib on my sofa. Girl, I'm so glad you came over. I wanna tell you, come closer. But I don't know if you feel like I feel.
Hi, this is Timothy.
Yes.
Hi, it's Katie at Core PR Group with Daphne Blunt.
How are you, Kathy?
Hi, good. I don't have Daphne on the line because it kept ringing and ringing, and I didn't want to have her on hold. So can I connect you real quick?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please.
In our attempt to serve everyone in the most efficient manner, it sometimes becomes necessary to place callers on hold. Please be assured that we are working as fast as we can so that your hold time is minimal. Thank you.
Timothy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you're on with Daphne.
Hi, Daphne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you on. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Do me a favor, before we talk a little bit, can you introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are, for those who are not familiar with you?
Okay. Well, my name is Daphne Blunt. I had a show on Radio Disney called My Dream. It was about a girl who wanted to be a singer. Lately, I've been working a lot with a teen gossip website called FanLala, and I've been a red carpet celebrity host for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we talk about your show, let's take it back a second. As far as your acting career goes, who are some of your major influences?
You know, somebody I always really loved when I was growing up was, like, of course, like Miley Cyrus, because, like, she was, like, you know, the really big Disney star who, you know, I was really little. I was, like, 8, and I had her to look up to. But, you know, somebody else, other people that I look up to, Emma Watson, you know, she went from being this little girl in Harry Potter to being, you know, an international movie star.
Now, let's go back to the show. When my listeners tune into your show, what can they...
I'm sorry, what?
When my listeners tune into your show, what can they expect to see? Tell us a little bit more about the show and what we're going to be looking at when we tune in.
Well, the show follows a girl, 14-year-old girl. Her name is Kayla, and she has recently decided that she would like to pursue a singing career. And it just follows her kind of going through the ups and downs of, you know, conquering her fears to sing in front of her friends, writing her own song, and eventually making her own music video.
Now, how did the show come about? Like, what was the idea? How did the show all come about? How did you decide that you wanted to do this show?
Well, Radio Disney offered me the show, and I was ecstatic to accept. And it comes on in between songs. It mainly comes on in the summer, so it's probably going to end very soon. But, yeah.
Oh, we're definitely going to be checking the show out, and we're definitely going to be tuning in. But besides the show, which I know is already going to be, a success, it's going to still continue to be a success. What else can we expect to see you in, or that you can tell us what you're working on?
Well, currently I'm working with FanLala.com. They're really, really wonderful. I go to lots of different, you know, movie premieres and events with them, and I interview people on the red carpet. And I'm also writing a shopping sort of fashion blog for them. It's kind of a look for less kind of thing where I can show the viewers how to get one of their favorite stars' looks for less.
Okay. Daphne, I'm not going to be before you long. I know you're busy, but do you want to give me shout-outs or do you want to give your website out for your fans and go out check more information about you?
Yes. Everybody can go to either DaphneBlunt.com or follow me on Twitter, Daphne Blunt. I have MySpace and YouTube, pretty much every single social networking site I'm on it, and you can check me out there.
Okay. And any shout-outs?
I'd like to say hey to one of my best friends in New York. Her name is Athena.
Okay, all right. Well, Daphne, it was an honor to have you on. I appreciate you so much for taking time out your schedule with us. And please feel free to come back by the show anytime, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Timothy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. Bye.
Bye.
Shout out to Daphne Blunt for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check her show out on the Disney Channel. I want to leave you with Beyonce entitled A Love on Top. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Peace.